Hey, I had a really great time. I would love to do that again. So, give me a call back. You never did call me to let me know you got in safely. So, I was just checking on you. All right, call me back. Okay, I'm very confused. We went out, we had a good time. At least I thought we had a good time, and now you dodging me. You're not answering my calls. That's real crazy to me. Call me back. Call me back.
Call me back.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Save the Date podcast show. This is the Healthy Dating Preservation podcast for millennials or anybody else who feels like they need it. I am Candace, and this is
Imani.
You might be
You did such a good
right.
job. I was smiling. I was like, yay, go Candace.
Hey, I'm on the
We in
intro, y'all. What's
the
up?
thing.
Welcome
We
back.
back for episode 9.
Yes. I
Wait,
need
are
to
we on
crack
episode
one.
9?
We almost on episode 10. Well, I feel like we need to do a boomerang for episode 10. The little dance that
What?
everybody does in the
Oh, I
boomerang.
was like, a what?
With their arms up and down like they're really happy.
Yes, I know exactly what she's talking about.
That
We need to do
and brunch
something.
boomerangs are what everybody
We'll
does
be together for
all the
episode 10.
time. We will.
Yes, it's the weekend of the gala.
Oh, it's just that we will be together.
Hey,
Turn
episode 10 about to be
it's lit. We might even go live and just like record episode 10 and put it on our YouTube page. We'll be together.
Get it show popping.
Okay. So, guys, welcome back to the show. Imani has a great topic that she's going to introduce for us to talk about today. We've talked about this many times before, but we think today is the perfect time to address it. So go ahead, Mon.
Okay, today's topic is online dating. Woo! We
You
talked
are
a little
so
bit
lame
about
for
online.
that.
I'm gonna be my own hype man. We talked a little bit about online dating when we did the episode about long distance dating, but there's more to be discussed about online dating. So we're about to get into it. But first, Candace, the pickup line.
Oh, yeah. This one is actually pretty funny to me. Okay. So, we're in a restaurant, right? We're going on a date. Do you know what's on the
Yes, set the
menu?
scene.
I did.
No, I was hyping you up. Like, yes, set the scene.
Okay, so we at the restaurant, and I asked you, so do you know what's on the menu?
No, what's on the menu?
Me and you.
What? Oh.
Menu.
Oh
Me in you.
I was about to say, that's nasty. It's still nasty when you think
It's
about
still
it.
low key. I read it. I was like, oh, this is kind of freaky deaky. But you ain't gotta necessarily mean that. Now,
It
there
doesn't.
was
It doesn't.
one
It
that I
could be
read.
me. It could be the letter N as in and, like me and you.
That is what it means. Nasty?
Nuh-uh.
I meant it like and when I said
Nah,
in
that ain't what
you.
whoever wrote it
Ew,
meant.
you
I
took
know.
it as in you. Okay, no, that's disgusting.
That's
Wait,
what
but
people be meaning.
there was one that I read that was like, it said, did you bring your helmet? And I'm thinking it's about to say, because I bumped my head when it was like, I just want to protect you from the concussion you're going to get from the headboard. I was like, oh, okay,
Oh, what?
that's really a pickup line.
Why is it so straightforward? Like, there was no nuance there. Like, did you bring a helmet? Because, like, what? That is so dumb. I'm mad.
Yes, we are knocking the boots.
A
Those are
helmet.
very interesting.
What kind of
I see
person?
some
Yeah,
very
I'm mad.
interesting ones. So if you guys ever, by the way, before we get into anything, the pickle lady has resurfaced typing on the keyboard.
Girl, that's an old video. You missed that one the first time.
Well, I seen it on Twitter the other day because it was saying like when the professor says do
I
something
saw that.
and MacBook.
You know,
Oh
all the
my
professor
gosh.
says is good morning, and all the kids with MacBooks are typing immediately. Like, there's no notes to take. Stop that.
That noise. Oh my my God. And then she was like
chewing gum.
Her gum like five.
It's gross.
I was like, would she stop? Like, why do you have a microphone right there? I don't know
because
why. I
that's what people like to hear.
What does that do to you? That's the first time I ever watched one of her videos with the sound on.
And you didn't have, and you didn't have an involuntary reaction. Look at God.
No, it bothered me though. I was like, what is happening? It kind of made my back.
You was thinking you was gone trying to like fall in love or something.
I don't know. I told you they be putting hard eyes and I'm like, I don't know how munching on a pickle make you turned on, but there must be some aphrodisiac or something.
You sound like somebody's old auntie. You sound like you the auntie that's not my auntie. You like my mama's auntie. Like, you know what I mean?
That's that freaky deaky stuff that them kids be doing.
Right. It must be one of them aphrodisiacs. Like, what? Okay. Well, let's get on into the show then. All right, so this week in Digging the Scene, have you ever dated online? Like, have you ever been a part, not on social media, but like on a dating site online? Have you ever done one?
I've signed up for one before, but I had no idea what I was doing. I signed up for blackpeoplemeet.com.
Dang, I thought you were going to say Christian Mingle. I was about to say, I know you
no.
say.
I signed up for blackpeoplemeet. I'm scared to get on there because it might be somebody passed on there cutting up. But I signed up for real. I signed up for blackpeoplemeet.com one time, but I didn't really know how to use it. I was confused, and it was like, I mean, not that it matters, but there were white people on there too. So I was like, so is that just the
Wait,
name? Or
that's white people on blackpeoplemeet.com?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
I guess meeting black people.
It don't so say meetblackpeople.com. It says black
exactly,
people
black
meet,
people
as in
meet.
Black people supposed to get on here and meet each other. What are you doing
right.
on here?
Yeah, so I signed up because it was one day I was just like fed up and I was like, I don't have a man. And all these commercials, they finding somebody. And then you got the commercial where the black man saying like, it's just something about a black woman when she walks into the room on BET. So I was like, oh, okay. And I didn't really know how to work it, so I deleted it because I kept getting ugly people thumbsing up my profile. I didn't even put my picture up there because I was ashamed that I created it in the first place. So it creeped me out, and I took it down because I didn't know what I was doing, and I got scared. And I was like, all right, this is it for me. Because I don't even respond to people that, like, DM me. So I knew I was like, this ain't going to work, Candace, because they're going to ask you to get to know you. And you're going to be like, oh, that's creepy.
Now, this is why, this brings me to a good point. This is why I have not done online dating either. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't have anything against it. And I wouldn't be opposed to trying it. But I feel like online dating comes with this idea that you want to date. Like, you're on here because you want to do this. Like, this is the thing.
Right.
And I'm not there in my mind. Like,
exactly.
I'm not at a place in my life where I am looking for specifically people to date. I'm not seeking that or whatever. And to be on a dating site, you have to be in that mind frame or else it's going to be a waste of people's time.
Right.
Like, who gets on a dating site and doesn't want to date? Like, and who, you know,
me.
Ignores people's... Exactly, which would be me too. If I got on there, I would be on there like, no,
but
I don't think
I've been
so.
Thinking twice, though, because you know that Beer Game Matters thing that just started? Greta has created a Beer Game... Matters
not.
Meet or something like that. There is a website.
Well, there's already
that
a,
they have
a
created.
There's already a dating site for meat and bearded men. I forget what it's called, but it's when I was
well,
doing my research for this episode.
It to their... Yeah, so
no,
when,
I saw
so,
it, and you got to pay 99 cents for that. This is it's
no,
an
this
app,
one
like
says
a,
it's
a
free.
Real.
This one says it's free.
They didn't change it because I shamed
in the
them
beer
on Facebook.
Game Matters group. And let me just say, y'all need to get y'all mamas off that page. Because they are cutting up. This lady had a picture of herself bent over with some eyes on her back. Talking about good morning. And she looked like she about 50 years old. Girl, what are you doing?
I thought you was going to say something else. She was like, talk about good morning. But I was in there.
No.
Somebody who shall remain nameless, and I hope you listen to this. She added me to that group without my consent. I said I did not want any parts of those bearded shenanigans. I don't need to be in the group. But she added me anyway. And I went on there, and it was being advertised, a bearded meeting man, I don't know, group, like a dating app. But they said it was 99 cents. I didn't know what to call it. This, my idea of like the beard game matters group is that
some of those bearded men are clearly looking for other bearded men because they are feeling themselves.
I mean, duh. But it's, like, to me, you have to want to get in there and go, like, I'm not going to get a kick out of drooling over men with beards. And I do like men with beards. I think they're handsome most of the time. But I want to have the choice to look at them. That's just being bombarded with.
I want them to not be lame pictures. Like this. Future wife, what is this shit? Future wife, I'm not perfect, but I'm worth it and definitely worth the journey. Yours truly. This is the first picture he put in the group. Like, this stuff be like, and some of them are really handsome, but the stuff they say is just so lame. And I'm like, y'all, those are the people that I think of when I think of like blackpeoplemeet.com and stuff. Like, people on dating sites are like this. Like, they post pictures and say, this one guy, and I get in there randomly because I am fairly entertained by the women that get in there and the things that they say and the pictures that they post of themselves when they say post a work selfie and they look a hot mess, but they post it because they want to show that they, okay. This guy posted in there last night and was like, am I rude if I want to wake, if I get home late from work and I want to wake you up and please you back to sleep? I was like, get shoulders out of here.
See? It's like, I don't think it's weird that let me pull back, because I'm not judging anyone who enjoys that type of stuff. If that's what you like, fine, but you have to like that kind of stuff to participate, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a person, and I like men, I do. I don't like a lot of attention from men, and I don't like giving a lot of attention to men. Like, I'm not gonna be in a group where I'm supposed to gas a bunch of men up. Like, I can't do it because I'm going to be laughing. Like, I'm going to be like, like, I don't
I'm
going to
get kicked out for putting the laughing emoji on people's stuff. But
right. And because these people really, they're having fun. They want to be in the group. That's what they're in the group for. And I'm going to be in the group being goofy. And that's not fair. So I just was like, don't add me to that group. Do not add me to the group, because I'm not going to be in there for the same reasons that everybody else is. So I'm gonna let everybody have their fun without me being in there, you know, giggling.
I'm in there judging them. Like, this girl put up a thing, all curly heads, post your pictures, curly heads, and you know what? Let me just turn it off for now, because I really I'm going to have to spend some time and read those comments, because I know it's going to be people in there trying it and saying that their hair is curly. And I hate to be that girl. But sometimes it is, you know, I'm not going to get on the hair thing because I don't want people to feel separated by hair. But sometimes people be saying their hair be curly and it really just be stringy. And I've been there. I had really ugly curly hair when I first stopped putting heat on my hair. But, I'm going to go through that, because this one lady, first of all, she posted her hair crocheted. Ma'am, that's not your hair. That's not what she's talking about. But that's turning into a dating site. Like, they get in there and be asking who's single, where they from. I think they be messaging them in.
See, yeah, it's like, one, but that's what I would expect from a group like that. Like, that's what I feel like people are there for, and I know myself, and I'm not there for that. I don't want to be contacted by any bearded men. Like, I don't want y'all sending me pictures of y'all. Like, I don't want any of that.
They be feeling themselves too. They mess around and send you a little wang dang picture that you ain't asked for.
See, and then everybody gotta die. Like, no,
I'm okay. Blocked that day.
Yeah, nah. So. Okay, so
no, I haven't. I know plenty of people that have, but I have not did online dating outside of that slight experience with blackpeoplemeet.com.
So, because neither of us have really done like the whole online. Well, that's not true. I have never done an online dating site. I have, mm-hmm. as I said before, you know, connected with somebody from social media, which to me is the same thing, except it's the same thing aside from the fact that when you get on a dating site, you're getting on there for the specific purpose of dating, and you're getting on there for the specific purpose of dating whoever fits the category of whatever that dating site is, whether it's Christian Mingle, Black People Meet, Tinder, Grindr, whatever the mother sites are. There's a mm-hmm. common thread that the people who get on this site have. Like, we have this in common. And so, you know, that's a good place to start. On mm-hmm. social media, you just may see somebody that you're interested in, or you may see some things that they post and you find interest, and then you may or may not hit them up about dating. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not necessarily for the purpose of dating. And I've done that before. And there are some significant differences in dating online and offline.
Okay.
So I wanted to kind of talk about some of, like, the pros and cons of doing that. And I have some okay. little resources here or whatever. So some of the pros and cons. A pro of dating online is that you kind of have this summary of a person. Like, when you're dating mm-hmm. in person, when you meet somebody out in public, there you don't know what you're getting yourself into. Like, there's you meet them and you kind of have to just slowly get to know them if you're not going to include the aspect of their online presence. But when you meet someone online, there's automatically this thing. There's their picture that you're assuming is them, and then you have this paragraph about them, and they can make themselves sound as interesting or, you know, as exciting as they want to. And, you know, you have something to go off of. And so you see that, you automatically, you see the picture and you see their little summary or whatever, and then you can use that to decide if you want to date them or not. Whereas in person, I got to go on a date with you first to decide if I want to date you. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you get to know the person, you get to know a little bit of the person before you actually have to be in a space with them. So another pro, I'm going to do all the pros first and then I'll go back and do the cons. Another pro is okay. you don't have to make physical contact with someone right away. And again, as I have stated before, there is some anxiety around physical contact with people. You don't know what they're going to be like. You don't know, you know, how they're going to act. You don't know what the energy is going to be like. So some people would prefer to chat online first and not meet in mm-hmm. person for a while. And get to know each other that way. And then you're not, you know, feeling awkward, and you don't have to worry about what you look like sometimes if y'all not video chatting and all that kind of stuff. You can just text until you feel comfortable enough to video chat. And even then, you only have to get cute enough for that video chat, and then you can go back to being whatever you look like before.
Just change your top.
Right. You ain't got to put on a whole outfit like you do to go out on a date. You can meet someone specific. It's like building a person that you want. It's not the same thing as building the person, but it's like, if I have in my mind specific criteria for the person I want to date, all I have to do is look for the profile that matches that criteria. You get what I'm saying? Right. As opposed to mm-hmm. being out with somebody and having to get to know them and figuring out whether or not they have all the specific characteristics. If I'm a Christian and I am hellbent on dating someone who is also Christian, I'm getting on Christian Mingle. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is a character.
Well, there was this one girl on Christian Mingle, and her name was, like, something about booty and Jesus and some other stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. I done heard some Christian Mingle was a little racy, from what I heard. But, you know, I ain't judging.
But there's supposed to be some type of commonality in your spiritual life, I feel.
Exactly.
If they're on Christian Mingle.
So, or if you're on a site for farmers, there's a dating site for farmers, for people who are into agriculture. There's a dating site for people who are into fitness and health and wellness. So whatever it is that you're looking for, girl, I don't.
I ain't fit, and he gonna hate me, but I just
feel like to be on there because they're looking for people who are fit.
I need to find a trainer boo that I ain't gotta pay to train me, so that's why I need to get on there. I just, you know, prop. I can do. Listen. one of the cons about dating on social sites is that you can be whoever you want to be online. All I gotta do is take a picture.
See, that's what I'm about to get to too.
I take it right at my boobs, like they be saying that big girls be doing. I take it right up under my boobs up, and then they'll think, you know, I'm slimmer than slim. And then they see me in person, they're like, dang, she got a good. I'm like, well, you can help me get rid of it.
That's probably a dating site for people who got a gut. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I don't want to meet somebody else with a gut. I want to meet somebody that's going to help me get rid of my gut.
I'm just saying.
Know what I'm going to do? There's probably a dating site for BBWs, and I'm going to get on there, and then...
You are not no BBW. Go away.
I'm not, but I might have a chance. You know what? I need to just get on
the
biggest
dating site. They're going to boo you off the site. They're going to be like, you a liar.
I know. All the women are going to run away. I went and toured one time, and she was looking... The lady working there was looking at, like, girl, if you don't... And I was like, girl, if you don't... Y'all got cute stuff in here.
Anyway, so... But you can specify, you know, you can look for certain characteristics all the way down to the skin color they have, the sexual orientation. Like, you don't have to go through the awkward thing of being in public and asking someone whether or not they're, you know, gay, straight, bi, whatever. You can just go on the website for gay people or straight people or bi people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it takes some of the anxiety out of...
So is Backpage a dating site?
Backpage is for, and I'm not being funny. To my understanding, Backpage is for sex workers. It's not just for dating. It is for, like, escorts and, you know, prostitution. Like, that's what the site is for.
How is that still up? They don't get because in trouble for that?
I think they do, but, you know, prostitution ain't illegal everywhere.
So they're just going and selling they part on the black market. Okay.
I guess so.
You know what? I used to have a friend who used to give her, she worked through Backpage. Oh, I just learned so much about her just now.
Yeah, I mean, if, I'm sure that everybody isn't on there, like, being shady with it. Like, there's probably people who have legit businesses where they meet up with people and they fulfill their, like, sexual fantasies. You know, there's S&M, there's dominatrix type stuff that, you know, whatever people want to do.
What is this? Going there,
that's like being tied up and choked and scratched and knife play and wax play. No, dominatrix is like, it's not necessarily all of that. You don't necessarily have to want to be harmed. You just want to be necessarily. It can be
leather and
pets. Well, that's S&M. But dominatrix is just that you want someone to be dominant over you and you want to be a submissive. And it's usually a woman.
Oh, so like,
but
Christian
it doesn't
Gray.
Have to be painful. Yeah. It's just that you want to be a sub and you want a dominant person for you or whatever. Anyway, we're getting off onto a tangent.
That has to do with online dating, though. That's typically, you ain't just walking up to somebody and asking them why they're submissive. They find it online, right?
Yeah, and that's something that you would find out later on in the dating experience with somebody if you're dating them in person. Like, if I meet somebody in person, that's not going to be within the first 10 questions I ask somebody, whether they're a dom or submissive.
You could be like, so how do you feel about patent leather? You got a pair of handcuffs?
I could, but it might be weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, as opposed to just going somewhere where everybody's already into that.
Just go to Pandora's box.
Yeah, like I could just go somewhere where everyone is already into the thing that I'm into, as opposed to meeting someone and having to gradually get comfortable enough to ask them or something like that.
Imani just admitted that she's into dominatrix and that she's been to Pandora's box before. Which drug did you take? Have you seen Pandora's box? Like,
never admitted such a thing. But I will neither. Let me say this early. I will neither be confirming nor denying any of my sexual prowess on this here podcast. Thank you very much. My sexuality is not up for conversation on this particular show, not this episode, not a future episode.
If I see a Catwoman suit in your closet, am I going to your house?
Then you going to need to mind your business. That's all I'm saying. We ain't going to discuss it on the show. If you were to find something like that, you're going to keep it to yourself.
You right. I was just like, ooh, okay. Okay.
And I would be like, mind your business. Just mind your business. Like,
Ashley, and I was doing my shoulder.
Shoot.
Okay.
But that's why you get on those kinds of things, because it is a little bit more private. Like, you don't have to feel judged for the things that you like or don't like or whatever, because if you have a foot fetish and you get on a site for people with a foot fetish, who gonna judge you? You like feet. All y'all like feet. We on here together. So it just, that's.
Girl, somebody had a foot fetish on Ask FM. Do you remember that thing that they tried to turn into a dating site? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hated Ask FM because it was always gonna be some perv that wanted to, and some guy, I actually think I figured out who it was, which made it not fun, because I was like, okay, you're really creepy. But he had kept asking about sucking on my toes, and I was like,
was he gonna pay you to do it?
I don't know. I'm not like, I'm a prostitute at my feet. I don't even like feet. I don't even like people touching my feet. Like, I wiggle when I go get pedicures. Like,
I don't like it either. Well, anyway, so let's go to some of the cons. I'm going to use from an article by Joshua Pompei, a contributor to the Huffington Post. And he talks about some of the things that happen in our social experience with online dating. And so one of them is the next best.
All right.
I do speak English. One of them is called the next best thing mentality. And so he says, as single men and women signed up for online dating sites in record numbers this past year, the next best thing mentality only grew stronger. In a world of unlimited options, having access to an endless stream of singles often hinders finding love more than helping singles to find love. Having too many options has resulted in an increasing amount of serial daters that are on a quest for perfection that doesn't exist. Wow. With membership rates continuing to grow, this is a trend that in all likelihood will only grow stronger in 2015. For this reason, when you begin looking for love this year, you need to have your priorities in order. Date smart, be realistic, and try to truly get to know people. If you get caught up in searching for perfection, you may just miss out on what could have been the best year of your love life. So this is basically just saying that
it's
because
like a
Build-A-Bear
for people.
Right. Because we have access to all these specialized highlighted characteristics of these people, we can make a list in our minds, whether we do it consciously or subconsciously, we can make a list in our minds of the kind of person we want to be with. And some of those expectations can be unrealistic. Like, just, you know, being real about it, you see all of this stuff and you're influenced by everything that's online. So you think, I need a person who is blonde, who is 5'6", who is, you know, whatever, just the perfect ideal person in your mind. And these characteristics might make you miss out on something else that you might enjoy because you're too busy swiping left on a person that doesn't look good on paper to you. And that's not
Imani,
to say that.
Did you
that
just say he's 5'6"?
I said somebody might be looking for somebody who's 5'6". I didn't specify whether it was a man or a woman. Thank you very much.
Somebody looking for a friend.
You are rude. Somebody looking for somebody to babysit. But like, you know, I'm looking at your profile and it says, you know, I'm an African American woman. I'm 5'5" on my driver's license. You know, I love Jesus. I don't like this. I like this. I like that. I don't like this. I don't like that. And just by that, without talking to me, to see if maybe we click on other levels, you can say nope and swipe.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And right. Because, yeah, you're looking for this perfection, this idea of perfection. You're doing a checklist instead of getting mm-hmm. to know people. And that is never to say, because you know I am a strong like advocate for only dating people you are attracted to, but you're not always going to know who you're going to be attracted to by reading a paragraph about them, you know?
Right.
So, and that actually segues into the trend watch. So I'm going to take a pause here before, and we'll go to the next segment before we even get to that. And I'll revisit that point at the trend watch section.
Okay. So before we,
go ahead.
I was going to say, before we leave digging this thing, this is going to kind of throw a monkey wrench in it, but it also has to do with like social media and dating and things like that. So say, especially like whether it's long distance or just a relationship, how do you feel about following the person that you're dating on social media? So you said that you met.
I was just about to go there too. Media.
Oh, okay, cool.
No, I really was, because another thing that comes up is, like the fact that you have all this access to information about a person before you really get to know them. So do you meet a person and you follow them on all of their social medias, whether you meet them in person or not? You meet someone in person or online. Do you follow them on every social media? Do you kind of like cyber stalk them or like research? I call it researching them ahead of time. I personally don't have any strong feelings for or against following your significant or potential significant other on social media. Like, I'm not against it and I'm not for it. Like, I'm not a person that's like, no, if I'm going to be dating him, I need to be following him on Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Like, I'm not that person. And I'm not a person that's going to feel the type of way if you don't want me to follow you on social media. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going, if I'm getting to know you, I'm getting to know you. Like, I'm not going to be like, no, I need to see what you're writing on your Twitter. Like, it's not that serious. But I do see how those kinds of things can kind of get in the way of getting to know each other. Because I was going to ask, how seriously do you take that kind of stuff? Like, if I met you and I think you're cool, I like you or whatever, but then I get on your Twitter and I see you saying and doing some things that I don't agree with, or I think are kind of, you know, like, I didn't peg them to be that kind of person, but here right. they are on Twitter tweeting these things that I wouldn't want to be associated with. So do you take that into account, or is it just Twitter?
So for me, I would rather, if we're dating and getting to know each other, even though when you first meet each other, just because the way everybody's brain is wrapped, or if y'all met through social media, you're either already following each other or you want to follow each other on something so that you can kind of see or whatever. But I would honestly prefer not following each other, because I do mm-hmm. have more access to things you do. I feel like before social media, like, you just know people for who they are. Now you have opportunities to question things, because if you let me follow you, let me tell you something, I'm going to go through your whole page. And not like to stalk you, but to get an understanding of who you are. Because I did that with one guy I was talking to, and I went so far back, I went through like 3 different girlfriends he had. And I was like, why are you going to delete these pictures? But okay. And then I was like, oh, he has a type. But at the same time, you see some things that can make you question stuff. Because like, it has been a disaster for me before. So like, me and my ex, he never would tell me if he had social media or not. And he don't really seem like, he seemed like the type that would just sit there and go through everybody else's stuff, but would never post anything anyways. So mm-hmm. I wasn't tripping. I wasn't pressed to follow him. He asked me for my Instagram one day, and he didn't follow me, but he told me to unlock my page. So I unlocked my page one day. Like I said, I don't know his social media. I unlocked my Instagram one day, and next thing you know, he had an attitude with me. And I was like, I don't do nothing on Instagram. Like, why would he have attitude? Girl, this man talking about, I've been posting this dude as my man crush Monday and blah, 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 blah. He was talking about Tristan Thompson in the NBA. I said, fool, he played with the Cavaliers. Like, that was when people goodness. Barely knew who he was, but he was, like, really feeling some type of way. But, like, even, like, so some people can handle it, some people can't. Like, people that I've met, like, in Atlanta, they don't really pay attention. Like, so if I'm going out and stuff, nobody really watches each other's snaps if you're really heavy on social media, because you don't want to read through all that. But sometimes you can see stuff about people that you don't like. I be ugly on Snapchat sometimes. So that's why I don't think I would want somebody that I'm attracted to that has not seen that side of me. on their own to see me like that. And I mean, it could be a good or a bad thing, I guess, because I guess they could see it and be like, oh. Or they could see it and be like, damn, she ugly. You know, like, I just, I don't know.
So I have another question then. Because I have a very, my social media presence is on purpose. Like, I don't overthink it. But, you know, my social media presence is myself because of the way that I have planned for my social media presence to be. I study social media. Like, this is my profession. So the way my things look is because that's the way I want it to look. And people are allowed, I think people looking at my social media feel like they know me very deeply because I share a lot of things that are personal. But there's a lot of stuff that I would never post on social media. And it ain't because I'm ashamed of it or I'm hiding it. It's just not for social media. This is for someone who is getting to know me intimately. So here is my thing. When you're getting to know somebody, is this my question? When you get to know somebody on the internet, I mean, on or off the internet, if they allow you access to their social media presence, because mine is public, I'm not blocking nobody from it. If you want to follow me, you can. Do you feel, knowing that it's public, how do you feel when someone may have a question about something that's on your social media? Because I personally, if you see something on my social media, it's out there and it's public.
Right.
So if you feel a way about it, you can ask me, but you need to do it in a way that is not accusatory or whatever the case may be. I don't mind you asking me about something that's on social media. What I do have an issue with is if you always got an issue with something that's on my social media. I don't be posting nothing too crazy. So if every time you ask me about something that's on my social media, it's kind of revealing more. Yeah, it's revealing more about, not even block you. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. It's going to, I'm heavy on social media on purpose. So if that bothers you about me, we can't date. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how, I feel like that's how much, because social media is part of my profession and part of like the type of reach I want to have in the things that I want to do in my personal life. A person who has problems with me being active on social media or who I interact with and how I interact with them, I'm not going to be able to date them. But everybody doesn't feel that way, you know? So I'm just, how do you feel about it?
So I think that something, so, cause it's weird. So we are talking from a dating perspective, but we are not in a relationship or we haven't decided to be exclusive yet, right? Because it's a difference for me when it comes to social media, because I think people that are in relationships, I think it is okay for you to follow each other, because honestly, there shouldn't, at that point, like, you are operating on the behalf of yourself and that other person, and you shouldn't be putting out anything that's going to offend them anyways. So it there should be a mutual understanding. You should be able to follow them and not feel any type of way, because if they just putting stuff out there that you don't agree with, yeah, I need to talk about that. I mean, I know some girls don't get on social media to give their little boyfriends a peace of mind, but their boyfriends, the peace of mind that they're getting is that they get to act like they're single on social media. It's not they don't want you nagging them. It's that they probably doing stuff they ain't got no business doing. Any guy whose girl that I know, whose girl doesn't have social media, he don't act like he got a girl on social media either. He ain't just posting pictures to her and like he acting like he just living young, wild, and free. So, but on the dating side of it, I do think there's a such thing as too much when you start questioning. Because, like, for me, I can't control somebody putting no hard eyes up under my picture. And I'm not going to call you if a girl put, now, if she done been on, like, 4 or 5 pictures, I might mess with you a little bit and be like, well, you know, the girl said you was her baby daddy. So, I mean, like, that's a little boo. I might joke about it or something like that, but I like Beer Game Matters. For the record, if Big Country shows up on Beer Game Matters, whoever you are, if you post a picture of him, your Facebook might get deleted because I will report you as spam. But, I mean, liking Beer Game Matters, like, some people are just, I don't want to call it thirsty, but they're very open about how they feel about somebody when it comes to their pictures or what they're attracted to. They are freely stating that. And some people can't do too much sometimes, but that ain't nothing I'm gonna take offense to. The only time when I have unfollowed somebody is if we are in a place where we kind of don't know what we're doing and I'm trying to avoid getting mad at you about social media. Like, what'll irritate me is, like, if I can see your every move and it's not lining up with what you're supposed to be doing. And then it's like, well, mm-hmm. I don't want to know that much all the time. Like, me and this one guy, we were just kind of rocky, like, where we was talking at. So it's like, okay, if I ain't talk to you today, but you happen to be on social media all day, then I'm gonna get an attitude. And so to check myself, I just don't follow you. So I ain't got to see it. Cause then it's just like out of sight, out of mind type thing for me. Cause sometimes I feel like I shouldn't be tripping over certain stuff. So maybe I don't need that type of access, which is why I don't be mad when, like, the most recent guy I talked to, now I thought he did too much cause he blocked me, but he blocked me cause he didn't want to see my stuff, but he just got an attitude and, like, blocked me all together. But after a while, I was just like, okay, I mean, it is what it is. It's harder, I think, when it's distance and you guys don't follow each other on social media, because if you're not talking as much, then there's kind of that gap. So that's the beauty of social media, is it kind of closes those gaps, but at the same time, it can cause friction, like you said, because you might see stuff. Like, somebody might just be on Twitter carrying on. Like, one thing for me, I don't like disrespectful men. So, like, if you're respectful to me, but then I see you on Twitter calling women all types of hoes and B-words and, like, just talking out of the side of your neck, some stuff is just not attractive to me. And it's going to make me be unattracted to you, period. Like,
I
don't find that attractive. And that's not the type of guy I would date. So I feel like this is, like, because Twitter, sometimes stuff I say on Twitter, you've never seen me say on the rest of my social media. Not that I'm trying to play a different character, but there's just...
No, but you know your audience on there, people. You can say certain stuff on there.
And I can say certain things. Like, Twitter, I could curse once or twice, and ain't nobody going, like, oh my God, Candace, don't you go to church? But if I do it on Facebook, where it's in their face, they can go back and look at my profile and see it. Like, people just feel certain types of ways about certain types of things. I did learn how to just live consistently, period, and I learned that some things aren't meant for social media, regardless of who the audience is, period. And so I feel back in that way. But I definitely, like, stuff like that, I'm like, nah. Like, you ain't gonna ever catch me taking shots on social media no more. It's some stuff I just don't do. Not to say that I don't do it in real life, but certain people can't handle certain things in your life, and everybody's not meant to see that type of stuff. So some stuff just I don't do on social media anymore. And I think everybody should be careful about that, especially when you're dating somebody, because that would make me be like if I didn't even know you smoked, and then you get, first of all, any guy who gets on social media and posts drugs, just don't talk to me.
You ain't for me.
Because I ain't judging you, but you stupid, and I would rather not. Nah, I don't want to do that.
I ain't judging you, but you stupid is a perfect soundbite. We need to put that on the shirt.
We should put that on the shirt.
Oh my gosh, I need a dad hat with "I'm not judging you, but you stupid."
But you stupid.
That is so funny. But I'm the same way. Like, because I take my own social media. My own social media is not a joke. Like, it really is. Like, think whatever I share on there is actually my opinion, or it's the way that I feel about it, or whatever. I'm not gonna ever share nothing on there, and then somebody be able to confront me about it, and I'd be like, girl, I just said that because it was Twitter. Like, I know whatever I said on Twitter, it's like walking into, we use this analogy when I used to be in school. Yeah, when I was in school studying social media, to give my students an idea of the importance of the content that you post, I would say, would you ever walk into a crowded arena, grab a microphone, and say that to a bunch of strangers? And you know what I'm saying? Would you feel comfortable saying what you just said in a room full of strangers? They don't know you outside of anything else. You just walked straight in and said to them whatever it was that you just said. Would you feel comfortable with that? Now, if I'm asking you, you know, that about what you ate for lunch today, would you feel comfortable walking into a room and saying, hey, everybody, I had a grilled cheese sandwich and some tomato soup for lunch? That's not going to bother you. It's not that serious. But you walk into a room full of people and say your political stance or your political views, are you going to be able to stand by those, or are you going to have to backpedal later? Like, you can't walk, you can't be on social media saying things, or on the internet, period, saying something and just to have somebody turn around and ask you about it, and you'd be like, no, girl, it was just social media. So I do take those, the things that you say on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, I take those things into account. There is a guy that at one point I really was kind of into him. Like, he's very handsome. He's nice to me. He is nice to me. But he is a person, and he's really funny. Like, we'd be cracking up laughing on the phone, and well, we were when we were kind of talking or whatever. But a thing that turned me off is on his social media, it's like he cannot laugh or get a laugh without it being at someone else's expense. He is always making fun of people. Yes, he's always making fun of people. And, you know, I'm a hee-hee-ha-ha person, too. Like, we can laugh at a couple of things about somebody if it's supposed to be funny. But, like, you always got to post about some... Let me try to recall something that... Okay, here's some. There are certain things that are just not funny to me. Like, there was this challenge going around about the young lady, the Kanika, who died.
Oh my God, that Irene challenge.
Yes. I saw him post one of those posts and laugh at it. And that bothered me. It really got under my skin because that's not funny to me. That is not something that I would ever laugh at in any capacity. And I don't want to date someone who thinks that's funny. Now, and at this point, we aren't in the stage of dating. We were a long time ago, but it just reminded me of why I stopped considering him as a potential partner, because everything, all his stuff that he thinks is funny is making fun of women or a joke about being gay or, you know, something like that. That stuff is not funny to me. Like, it might be funny to someone and somebody might find humor in it. But to me, it's not funny. You're not funny if you can't make a joke without talking about somebody. So I do take those. I take all that stuff into account. I don't necessarily always go looking for it. But if we already say I met you on Twitter, if we already follow each other, or even if we don't, and I go look at your Twitter and your first five tweets are about hoes and how men shouldn't have to take hoes seriously because y'all out here you know, getting ran through or whatever, I'm gonna be like, okay, no, he's not the one for me, because I don't talk like that.
My gosh, there's a very popular Instagram guy that we went to school with that does that exact thing, but somehow made his way to my DMs to me, and I was like, boy, like, do you see
how I feel? Like, I know who you're talking about.
What can I do with you? Like, and we have a
couple. I don't think it's wrong to do that either.
Very disrespectful, but like, I'm just like, I would never, like, no shade, but I mean, I personally wouldn't take you serious. I don't understand why people gas you on some of the stuff you do, because some of the stuff you do is out of pocket. And the crazy thing is that some of them, like, it's certain, like, they'll bucket some people, but it's certain people that, like, I've commented on his stuff before and been like, you need to chill. And he ain't say nothing crazy to me.
Right.
Yeah, but we'll blast somebody else. Like, people do, you know, people just do the most on social media. But stuff like that, that's not attractive to me. So when you decide that you want to calm down and all of a sudden you do want to approach somebody. And then I don't like when guys, and this is specifically to guys who are disrespectful online and also try to date online. I don't like when they try to make you seem like you're the exception to the rule.
Yes.
Like, I'm disrespectful to everybody else, but I mean, but you got your stuff together, so I ain't talking about you. Okay, but she might too, and you doing that to be funny. Like,
it's not funny to me. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like,
and she got a right to say that it wasn't funny to her either. Like, some stuff, and I got a pretty messed up sense of humor. I didn't think that could
see me too.
I think that's gross that people would even do something like that. Some stuff is funny to me, like, and it's stuff that probably would upset other people. Like, there was this video, like, okay, do you remember the Beyonce clown?
Yes, the girls, Lord Jesus, which that had smacked her head on that cabinet. I'm mad I knew what video it was just by you saying Beyonce clown.
Like, stuff like that will make me laugh forever. And that could have been a child who did that, and I still would cry. Like, there's a video of this little baby that tries to run out while this guy is breakdancing, and he kicks the baby.
And
the baby
and the baby went flying. I scream at that video, and I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. There's no way that I cannot laugh at that.
I called everybody into my dorm room and replayed it so that everybody could get the joy that I got out of it. And some people didn't find it funny, and I was like, okay, but That's just, like, I got a weird sense of humor. Like I said, when me and you used to tweet each other all the time, like, I was like, oh, she gets me. Because you used to laugh. I mean, some of the stuff I didn't mean to be funny. But then when you laughed, I was like, oh, we got the same sense of humor. So this is cool.
Yeah. Because
you was, like, cracking up about me saying something about eating my cereal with spoiled milk. And you were dead. And I was like, but I was really sad about my spoiled milk. But
I don't even remember that, but it sounds
I would laugh if the shoe was on the other foot, too. So. But no, yeah, so social media, it can be tricky. And then, like, back to what I was saying, like, I wrote a blog one time about, and it's called True Life, We're Socially Awkward. And I was talking about, like, how we can be this person. Actually, I've done two, because I did one on how to win Instagram, too. But, like, how we can be this person on social media. But in real life, like, don't got nothing to say. Nothing at all. Got the biggest personality in the world on social media. And then you meet them in person and it's awkward.
Yeah.
Or like the story about the guy who put the girl out of her dorm room. I mean, out of his dorm room after he slept with her because he just wasn't interested. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It can be tricky. It can definitely be tricky. Online dating can be tricky. My mom has done online dating before. It's been successful for her once. And then there was one time where like this African was trying to scheme her.
See, so I feel like everybody's mama and auntie, if they ever been dating online, they all got hit with the African scam.
Girl, yes. And they all meet truck drivers online, because apparently truck drivers, which they got a crazy schedule, so I guess they don't got time to
date. I was
going to
say, they don't be land-based. I mean, not land-based, but they don't be sitting still long enough to be trying to date otherwise, so they just date online.
Right, so they date online. And older people are, they can't work a computer for nothing else, but I promise you, baby, if it comes to a dating site, they know how to swipe left, right. To build a profile.
Right.
Everything.
They
that's why when people be confused about Facebook.
Okay.
Right. I'm like, now you knew how to scan a picture on there for black people to meet, but you can't get on Facebook, right? But like, because I've noticed, I will never forget when I was in the 10th grade and Black People Meet first came out, and somebody in my class was messing with the profile, and we found our teacher, and I was like, Coach Love, what you doing on Black People Meet?
Hey!
Like, y'all need to mind y'all business. I think he was, if I remember correctly, which is why I was confused. Tinder be catching people up too. So apparently people use Tinder to also meet friends. I thought Tinder was just a dating
site. Yeah, I did hear that.
But some people use it to like make friends.
Yeah, because you can, you know, it tells you when someone is in your area, in your vicinity. So you can meet somebody that you can hang out with. That, like, it's not just, oh, this person lives near you. It's they are right. You know, they're at a place nearby type of thing.
Well, that's scary.
So it is a little creepy. But I do hear a lot about people making friends using dating site. Well, Tinder specifically, not really another one. But yeah, I really don't have anything against online dating. There's just a lot of different elements to consider when you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more that I want to get into when we get to the trend watch segment. But let's take a break. By the time you hear this episode, it'll be October 2nd, which means we're about 2 weeks out from the Gainesville Black Professionals Gala that we told you about on our last episode. That's October 14th at 7 p.m. at the Sea Bar Ranch. And that is located at 22889 North State Road 121. That is in Gainesville, Florida. This is an upscale red carpet networking event, and it's an opportunity for business owners, entrepreneurs, and professionals to connect in a relaxed but very business-minded atmosphere. Speaking of red carpet, we told y'all about this event last episode, that it was going to be this great place for these Black professionals that's going to be moving and shaking. So it's a red carpet style event, and two of your favorite people are going to be hosting the red carpet. And by two of your favorite people, I mean me and Candace. Ah! Just in case y'all thought y'all had some other favorite people. Because y'all don't. It's us. I'm like super excited about hosting this red carpet. It's about to be so much fun. And we're going to go live on our Instagram too, so y'all can see what we're up to for those of y'all who can't make it. But those of you who are in the Gainesville, Florida area and would like to attend,
Tickets can be purchased at GainesvilleBlackProfessionals.com, and they are $25 for general admission and $40 for reserved seating. Excuse me. Ticket prices include dinner, open bar, and live entertainment, which means there's going to be some dancing and singing and all of that. And we'll be there, so we'll be pretty entertaining. Oh, and this year, the award is called the Men of Vision and Purpose. It's the MVP award, which will be announced for some Black men in our community. And I'm excited to see who wins that and to meet up with some of y'all and to meet with some new people in general. I'm just really excited. So, yeah. Come to that if you can. If you can't, check us out on our Instagram, which is Save the Date Podcast. And we'll be going live so you can see all the fanfare and our hair, makeup, and outfits and stuff. Because you know Black people go all out for galas. If you ever been to a church gala or something like that, you know it's about
child. Yeah, they scarf on around their arms.
Okay, people about to have on their, they about to be dressed to the nines. And I'm excited.
As long as not nobody putting no pearls in their hair, I'm fine.
I'm waiting. Somebody gonna do it. Somebody gonna have on a fur and it's not even cold in Florida. Like, if you hear the word gala, I'm planning on wearing a swoop actually, so let's.
I ain't planning on wearing. I'm gonna have a slick back if I take these braids down. That's about what y'all.
I am. I'm slicking my hair back, but it's gonna be a swoop in the front because my forehead big. So
a swoop.
We doing that. So yeah, like it's about when you hear the word gala in the Black community, know that it's about to get real high society in there.
Okay, Imani is gonna play with y'all all day.
I'm serious. All right. Well,
so if you don't already, you should follow the Gainesville Black Professionals page. They have a Facebook page. Do they have a website, Imani?
Yeah.
Outside of the tickets?
Yeah, the tickets are available on their main website. So that website that I gave you, GainesvilleBlackProfessionals.com, that is their main website where you can be updated on everything that they have going on. It is just also a place where you can purchase tickets. All right. That's it. Moving on to the next segment.
Back to the show. Okay, is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Yay. So this week for Rescue Me, we have a letter from my dear friend, and I'm going to leave her anonymous, but she mentioned my name in here, so I am going to say that it is one of my friends, just because she said my name in the letter, so it's kind of inevitable. So we'll jump right into it. Hi, guys. So whenever y'all talk about online dating, here's the story about the time I got worse than catfish. I was anchovy.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I'm ready already. Let's get it.
So I used to live in Omaha, Nebraska, basically a hellhole for dating while Black. In an effort to make the best out of it, the best out of a tough situation, me and a friend decided to try a social experiment with a few dating apps. The hypothesis being that if we open ourselves to online dating, our social outcomes would bring us from the hellhole of Black dating in Nebraska. She downloaded Tinder and I downloaded Bumble, and we reported back to each other and sometimes the world when we had encounters, mostly negative. So let me be clear about what they're saying about dating Black in Omaha. For a Black woman in Omaha, dating, it can be very difficult because there is slim pickings in that area, especially for Black professionals. It's just like 15 men.
Unless you want to date somebody that ain't Black.
Yeah, and they might not be interested. And it's 15 men that are like have their stuff together and are attracted to other Black women. So unless you want to, you know, go to the hood, because I almost was tempted to just go find me a drug dealer when I lived there. I was like,
get you a fur coat candy,
right? Might have him a mouthful of gold, but it's okay. Okay, so anyway, back to the story. So I matched with this guy. He was my age, in the Air Force, and wasn't horrible on the eyes. Definitely not fine.
First of all, if anybody ever tell me I'm not horrible on eyes, I'm going to be deeply offended.
Oh, my God. Okay, definitely not fine, but he'll do. Plus, I have a thing for weird-looking guys, she does, as long as they appear to meet my height requirement. He must have had a master's degree in photography because his angles made him look way taller than he actually was in person, but I'll get to that later in the story. We chop it up through the site for a week or two, and he seems to not be a psycho. So it's a random Sunday, and he asked me to meet up with him for happy hour after church. I obliged and suggest a well-populated area in the event that I need witnesses to a crazy person. I agreed to meet him in a nearby park, and we could walk to the restaurant. I walk up, and he's leaning against one of the brick walls in the park. I approach him, and he said, are you blank? He stands up and responds, yeah, and asks, am I blank? At this point, I should have pulled an emergency escape plan out of my butt and dipped, for I have been anchovied.
Oh my God.
I smile and say, nice to finally meet you. We hug and start our journey to the restaurant. We sit down at the pizza spot, and I let him pick out the pizza as long as it doesn't have any pineapples. It's all day happy hour, so I tell myself to keep drinking and hopefully he'll get taller.
Oh my God.
So I go for the red wine. And Candace knows that I usually go for a margarita if I want to extend my journey to inebriation.
Very true.
I wanted this one to be as swift as possible. We talk about his interests, which include fighter jets and fast cars, two things that I know nothing about, but I entertain him until I get some pizza. His voice was super monotone, and he had the sense of humor of a squirrel.
Oh, God. Squirrels seem like they be
definitely
funny,
not
though.
My type. I know, because they be messing with people, but I guess it was real dry. Definitely not my type, but whatever. I'll be nice. So I changed the conversation to instant TV and what I like to watch. Law and Order, Scandal, NCIS, CIS, etc. And I asked him what he likes to watch. Y'all, this man said with the straightest of faces, porn.
What?
I died on the inside until I saw that he was serious as F. I gobbled down my pizza and chugged my wine. Then came up with some excuse like, my dog has been in the house all day and I need to get him home and walk him. Knowing good and well, Louie can hold his bladder for 12 hours. And it was only like 3 in the afternoon. He insists on walking me to my car and opening the door for me. I don't like people knowing my car or knowing where I live if I don't like you like that. But at this point, I know this man is batshit crazy, so I oblige again. I get into my car and immediately unmatch him in Bumble in hopes of never hearing from him again. But the way my hilarious universe works, this man found me on Facebook and sent me a message.
Oh, God.
Hey, did you mean to unmatch me on Bumble?
Indeed I did, young man. Go with God.
Right. It says, the app asked you 3 times if you are sure you want to unmatch. It's safe to say, yes, I meant to unmatch. And if I didn't give you my number while we were together in person, it's also safe to say that we don't have that much in common with each other. So lesson learned, not all weirdos are made for me, and I need to continue to avoid all Chris's, Steve's, and Mike's. They're no good for me. Thanks for listening.
Oh, my goodness.
I would have porn. First of all, you like fighter jets and fast cars.
He sounds like the next thing that he liked would be porn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you think about, and that's no shade to anyone who likes fast cars or fighter jets, but it just seems like something. Seems like
he probably
a pastime for someone who really likes cars. What? And why would you be comfortable saying that to me on the first date?
And you don't say anything after. Oh, I watch porn.
It's like, okay. Awesome.
Like, was that a joke? Or
he's dead serious.
Oh, you're serious.
And you might be telling the truth, but why did you have to tell me on the first date?
Right.
That's what I'm really confused.
This is the funniest part about all of it, about her saying he was leaning against the wall and then he stood up. She's like 5'9".
I feel like I know who this is. I knew who it was.
And so he was little.
Oh, no. I would like to do an episode on height differences, and I want to talk to some people who their height differences
were. We should do height and age.
Yeah, I don't know. Age could get a little creepy, but I'm here for it. Let's do it.
We should do height and age. Height, well, yeah, because me and this particular friend, like, and people are probably going to know who she are if they know me. me and this particular friend, we go back and forth all the time because she said that little girls, we steal all the tall men.
Well,
so they have slim picking. But I was like, well, I don't know, girl, because I'm not taking nobody my
eyes. I don't know what to tell y'all. Like,
don't nobody want a short guy.
I mean, there's some people. That's why I want to do a show on it, because I know there's some people that don't mind. Like, it's not that big of a deal to them. And I just want to know, like.
Like Kevin Hart's wife. And she should feel some type of way. Girl, you taller than him and he cheating on you.
She don't care. He was cheating with her. I mean, she probably cares, but she probably ain't like, I can't believe you.
I would be insulted if I could fit you in my purse and you cheat. I don't care what anybody say.
Not for real.
We would have a problem. Kevin Hart is small. Like, sir, what?
Yeah, he's really short. Because
I used to think Usher was fine until I met him in person. And I was like, ew. Usher is like 5'5". 5'5", with brown eyes.
Well, I'm 5'5", also, too, as well. So...
well, y'all can look each other in the eyes. I don't
we can, here, deeply.
Bobby V is little.
Yeah, he ain't.
He's very small. He's not. I used to think
Miguel's real short, too. Ludacris is shorter than I thought he was, too. But
Ludacris is shorter, but he ain't too short. But he's
Ludacris
short.
Is the father of my unborn children. So, also, like, that is my number one celebrity crush.
Let me not say that, because clearly I'd be volunteering for him. Whatever, well, he ain't gonna never listen.
I remember one time Rachel, like, put me... Rachel put me, like, in the vicinity of where he was going to be because she knows how much I love him, and I couldn't even, like, talk. Like, I just was, like, looking psycho, I'm sure. Like, I just was, like, standing there. I couldn't say anything. I was just so,
girl,
like, oh, my God,
working.
I love him so much.
It is tough working Luda Day weekend. They,
I know it is.
Lance Gross is fine, and he come every year. And then it's like, when you've been doing it so long, there is no excuses for the groupie has to stay inside of you. And I ain't really no groupie, but fine is fine is fine.
Oh, I was ready to say, ain't no groupie now. And I was like, what you want me to do?
Michael B. Jordan came last year, and that man asked me what my name was, and I had no idea what my name was.
Okay. And my name would have been him, Imani B. Jordan. That's my because we finna
girl,
get married.
I tried to act like I was busy because I just didn't know what to say to that man. I was like, girl, what is your name? Nah. Candace.
That's a proposal. He asked you what Michael your name B. Jordan was. Like, what? Girl, we would have been married.
Listen, let me tell you something. But Michael B. Jordan is really fine. Howard, I used to think he was fine until
Candace,
I met him my freshman year.
Why did you think this?
What? Not Terrence Howard. Terrence Howard is fine, but that's not who I was talking about. Terrence J. My bad.
Terrence Howard, you think he's fine?
Girl, I think he used to. I mean, he's still cute, but back in the day, when he was in Big Mama's house, my sister loved that man. She thought he was the finest thing.
Wait, Terrence Howard
bread.
Was in Big Mama's house?
He was the boyfriend that was trying to kill Nia Long.
He sure was.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, are we thinking... Wait, I haven't seen Big Mama's house in so long. We thinking about the same person. Lucius, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He was in Big Mama's house. He was his boyfriend.
He's fine to somebody.
I used to think him and Eva was like had the same face. And Morris Chestnut is still fine. He looks just like her.
Terrence Howard and Eva Pinkford do look the same. Yes. Wow.
They got the exact same face.
I cannot. That is
fine. But I think older people are fine.
They are, but he's not
Keith
just
Sweat
older. He's an uncle. Like, even when he was younger, he likes
Keith
my
Sweat
uncle.
Keith Sweat is an uncle. And he's still fine.
Keith Sweat is not fine. That's how I know you are. You are an auntie.
You are a hater. I love
Keith Sweat is not fine. What are you even saying right now?
Whatever. Keith Sweat is fine. Tank is, oh my God.
Tank is gorgeous.
What is it called? The stepping, girl, we've already had the conversation before. What is it called? The step and stop? Or what's the thing called when they got to stop and take a picture?
Step and repeat.
Step and go. Or
step and repeat, yeah. Girl.
He was at that, and like, I walked past him. I literally had to stop and like start walking backwards.
He's short, too, though.
He's short. That's what I was going to say. He's short. So I didn't want to speak because my feelings was a little hurt. He's still fine, though.
He's very fine. He follows me on Twitter. Hey, Tank.
He follows me on Twitter. Me and him have to have he follows me on Twitter. He can do that. He probably stalked him.
It's a wrap for you. Like, we're together. We've been together for a few years now. Well, anyway, though.
He has a baby.
Moving on. Well, that was a good story. Thank you to your friend who shared it. I enjoyed that. And it also perfectly segues into the trend watch because I wanted to talk about catfishing.
what anchovying, apparently.
Right. Because I don't want to just talk about catfishing. I want to talk about the fact that Catfish, the TV show, came out years ago. That show is literally a cheat code for how to find out if you are being catfished. And yet, people are still being catfished. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, like, what is that? Why is it that there's this thing that can easily be prevented at this day and age? But it's still happening to people. And I have a theory using sort of what we were talking about before. But, you know, for whoever's listening, if anybody who's listening who does not know what catfishing is, it is when you pretend to be someone else online. So you have a profile picture that's somebody that's really handsome or whatever, and you may have this, like, made-up life, and then people talk to you.
And you look like a foot.
They don't always look bad. They just always have some type of insecurity or something. Because all the people on Catfish, every single person on Catfish who was the Catfish wasn't somebody who was, like, socially undesirable as far as how they look. There was a couple of girls on there that
I was like... Are you saying every single person wasn't, or are you saying all of them were attractive? Because you are a gosh darn lie.
No, I'm saying not every person who was catfishing was unattractive.
Unattractive. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, because there was a couple of people on there that I was like, girl, what you catfishing for? Or, you know, you're not... Or a guy, like, what are you catfishing for? You're not... But they had other insecurities that, you know, wouldn't allow them to put themselves out there. But, you know, on that show, you know how to find, you know how to do a reverse Google search. You can search people's names. You can search people's phone numbers when they're, you know, you've been talking to them on the phone. And a huge what's the number one red flag for a catfish, Candace? I know you know.
They won't FaceTime you.
Thank you. If somebody don't want to video chat with you or meet up in person.
With Tangos and Messenger. And bro, them people be around the block from you.
How
have y'all not met in 5 years?
Yes. They be like, I've been talking to this man for 13 years since I was 13 years old. We're 26 now, and I just really want to meet him.
And that be so crazy to me, because I'm like, that stuff happened back when, like, Black Planet and MySpace was out. How is that happening on Facebook, bro? Them pages look fake now.
Yeah.
Like...
And even Snapchat has a video chat feature. You can literally video chat. And there is not a phone that exists today that doesn't have a camera on it. Not a smartphone.
None.
So,
and if they got a trap phone, they got an iPad. They can go to the library. Libraries got MacBooks in there. iMacs in there now. So y'all can go do something.
There's no reason for you to still be getting catfished in 2017.
I have no idea how that. I don't understand how that's still happening. I'd be like, and they be like making full blown decisions. Like this one girl, she's about to beat up the little girl that catfished her because the lady was older and the girl wasn't even like 21.
Mm-hmm.
And she had been faking to be another girl. And so that was like the first girl that she had like dated publicly. And she came out to her family about it to find out it was this little roach who was just playing with people online.
Yep. I remember that episode. It's really terrible. Unfortunate that people feel the need to, number one, do that, but also that they do it, like, you're playing with somebody's life. Like, you are, you have this person believing these things about you, and they be wanting to uproot their whole lives. Some of these people got kids. They're considering, like, merging their life with yours because they think that you're somebody that you're not. And so, referring kind of back to that next best thing mentality, it's not necessarily the next best thing, but... It's this idea that it's like a refusal to believe that someone can, it's a refusal to believe that someone could be too good to be true. It's a relief. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, I really found somebody. And a lot of these times talking to these catfish, they're not being themselves either. So you're not just meeting someone online who they didn't have the right picture, but they're mirroring their life and their interests off of what you say. Like, there was one mm-hmm. where this guy was saying he was talking to this girl online, and the girl was like telling him he had been abused as a child, and the girl was like, "Oh my God, me too." Like, everything that happened in his life happened to her too.
So weird.
Or everything that he was interested in, she was interested in too. And so in your mind, you are just so happy to find somebody that you connect with, that you're not stopping to think, what are the odds that this random person online and I have literally everything in common? Like,
yeah, you know what? It would have been good if we had somebody on this show that has like trusted in online dating, because there's some people that prefer online dating, that don't want to date in any other way. Like, I don't even like shopping online, so dating online ain't my thing. Like, I'm scared to commit to a size. I can't even commit to a size for a pair of shorts online, so I don't know. The internet is weird, and I don't know. It's hard for me to let my guard down sometimes through text message. Like, I am mm-hmm. one of those people, I need to interact over the phone. Like, we need to eventually talk on the phone. Like, it's easier to say certain things through text, but like, the connection isn't there until you've had a chance to actually physically be in front of some, for me, physically be in front of somebody, or like talk to them on the phone. Like, that, how you doing? How's your day going? Like, and it's bad that it's like that. Cause like,
but that's
me
not
and
all
one of
that,
my,
I was going to say, that's not all that we're doing when you're dating online. Like, people who date online, this is not all their story.
No, but like, I'm saying, I don't even get a, I'm saying for me, like, I can't even, like, it's, somebody can say, how you doing in my messages, and I look at it and not respond.
But for a person who is, dating online, this is intentional for them.
Right.
But then they're doing things like FaceTiming. And, you know, if they're not in the same place, we can FaceTime, and you actually are getting to know someone, as opposed to a person who is so gassed to meet somebody who has everything in common with them, or they're searching so hard for this piece of acceptance that they're even refusing to use the resources they have to find out if this is a real person. It doesn't take any money. It doesn't take that much effort to go on Google and search people. Go on Facebook, search somebody. Like, it doesn't.
I Google people that I meet in person, so I don't know.
Thank you. Me too. I have no idea how you're getting catfished besides this need for acceptance. Ma'am, what? How do you get catfished in person?
So in college, me and one of my friends, we went out, and this guy gave me his number, and he kept saying he played for the Buffalo Bills. And so, like, the name he said, I went and Googled him the next morning. I was like, I know it wasn't nobody just fine in there last night. This is not him. So he's texting me all day, and I was like, what are you doing in Atlanta? Like, and I was like, how do you got free time right now? Like, it's football season. And he was like, oh, well, I'm on the practice squad. I work part-time at American Express. I was like, what? So then I start knowing he was lying.
Wait,
girl,
he played for the Buffalo Bills, but worked part-time at Express?
At American Express. Oh. He's a credit card processor. I was like... So my friend, she like, no. She was like, I think we seen somebody in there. I was like, no, I don't. Like, I know I was a little, this is back when I used to throw a bike. So I was like, I know I was a bit inebriated, but I wasn't I ain't seen nobody that looked like this in there. I was like, I think this man is catfishing me. So he is carrying on about how he's this football player and he's on the practice team, da, 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 da. Okay, cool. So he was like, he wanted to meet up again. And I was like, oh my God. When I tell you, Imani, this man, he calls me and tells me that he's sitting, because I was like, well, we can meet up in a public place. So he tells me to meet him at this bench that's not far from this club that me and my friend were going to. So I walked to meet him, and I think I got something on my dress, so I was ready to go home. So I was about to catch a cab to go home, because I don't think Uber was out back then. Mm-hmm. A cab to go home. And I meet him, and I was like, when I tell you this is the nerdiest thing I've ever met in my life, I was like, now you know you don't play no dog on football. So he's like, so the first thing I said, and it, I really felt like I was on Catfish. I was like, our camera somewhere, because I was like, why did you lie about who you were? Like, do you not think that that's weird? And he was like, I mean, I was just trying to get to know you, blah, blah, blah. I was like, you don't got to be a football player to get to know me. But the fact that you lied about who you were is very odd.
It's weird.
And then he was trying to ask me, could he take me home? I said, no, I don't even know who you are. I don't know what your real name is. All I know is that you lied about playing football and that you're creepy. Yeah. So please don't ever contact me again. And then I blocked him and I walked away. But it was pretty hilarious.
I've never been catfished before.
So now when people say stuff, I Google them.
Yes, I've never been catfished before, but I've been asked if I was a catfish before, and I'm not gonna lie, a little bit flattered. It was a guy, and I know he's gonna listen to this. Hey, we follow each other on Twitter, and the first time we exchanged numbers. He texted me and he was like, I don't want this to sound weird, but can you do me a favor? And already in my mind, I'm like, Lord Jesus, I done gave my phone number to a weirdo. He about to ask me something crazy. But I was just like, what do you need? He was like, can you do me a favor and like, send me a picture of yourself? Like, go. He asked if we could follow each other on Snapchat or something. And I could send him a picture. And I was like, why? He was like, I just want to make sure you're not a catfish. And I was like, you think I'm fine enough to be a cat? Like, aww, when you saw my profile picture, no, you way. Thought to yourself,
you're
wow,
you know,
she might be using someone's picture. And I was just really all touched. Right. I was just like, oh my God, right. Thank you so much.
All right.
I'm about to send you all kinds of pictures on Snap. Like, I'm about to get on here and send like 4 or 5 pictures. I'm real, but like, thank you so much. So, you know, that was one thing. And then another time, I met somebody online. I don't think I was going to date him, but he asked for my number in a really nice way on the internet. Actually, he asked for my email address first. But the first time that we Google Hangout, like on the computer, he said,
what is Google Hangout?
It's a little video chat that you can do through Google.
Okay.
He said to me, when I answered the phone, he was like, oh, and I was like, what? He said, well, I told you when I was going to be FaceTiming you. And I was like, yeah. He was like, I thought you was going to, like, get cute or something.
I was like, excuse me. Am I not cute enough for you right now? Like, I mean, I didn't look like, why would you say that to me? I was like, okay, well, I mean, you don't have to talk to me. And he was like, well, I don't, no, don't take that the wrong way. I didn't mean that you're not cute, but, you know, I know how girls be. Like, I thought you was gonna like get dressed up, and I was like, I'm at home sitting on my bed. You thought I was gonna like beat my face to get on Google? Boy, you didn't get cute. I mean, you ain't ugly, but you didn't do anything extra. You look regular. So I look regular.
Speaking of video chats, I think the creepiest thing I've ever done, like online or whatever, I added. It was freshman year. I added an NBA player on Skype.
I used to do that. I mean, let me take that back. No, I didn't. But that was back when you could add anybody on Skype.
Yes, and he accepted it. And I was like, I don't know why I did that. I think one day I just got, like, the courage, and I messaged him. He didn't write back, but he had accepted my Skype, so I felt special.
Another funny story. I used to be really into N1 basketball, right? Like, love.
Please don't let it be hot sauce. Please don't be.
No, but I do know him for real.
Oh, okay.
Hey, sauce.
I used to talk to him. Let's not guess that.
You used to talk to him?
Yes.
I'm about to ask.
Which is so crazy because I remember being younger and watching N1 and like knowing who hot sauce was. So
I love him.
I met him my freshman.
I never knew that. But another one of them. So I was out with my friend. And it was cold outside. I can't remember what year it was, but it was during the colder month in Atlanta. We out, and I remember what I had on and everything, and I met another one of them, the players. Mm-hmm. And I was standing at the bar talking to someone, one of our friends from college. I did not want to. Zakiya, matter of fact. Standing there talking to Zakiya. Okay. And he walked up and was like, I had seen him looking already. But I knew who mm-hmm. he was. So I was just like, why is he looking at me? Like, what is happening? I was like starstruck a little bit because I love animal basketball so much. And I was like, am I going to be lame if I know who he is? Like, is he going to think I'm lame? But when he came up, he was like, hi. He introduced himself to me. And I was like, I know who you are. He was like, what you mean you know who I am? Because he told me, he said his real name. I was like, I know mm-hmm. who you are. And he was like, looking at me like he didn't believe me. And so I said his N1 name. And he started laughing. He was like, I just didn't think you would, like, you don't look like somebody that would know who I was. And I was like, well, I was obsessed with N1 basketball for a few years, okay? So I do know who you mm-hmm. are. So we talked or whatever. And, of course, they travel and play basketball and all that. So we exchanged phone numbers. And this was before I had an iPhone, so I did. We added each other on Skype.
Mm-hmm.
I'm forever. That traumatized me from Skype for a few years. Because I was, he texted me and told me to get on Skype. So I came home from class. I get on Skype. We talking on Skype. And he's like, oh, you look so cute. You know, how was your day today? And I was like, it was cool. We just talking regular. And he was like, so, like, what you trying to do? I'm like, what do you mean? What am I trying to do? We on Skype. He was like, I mean, and the next thing I saw was a human body part that I had no intention of seeing. I ain't never slapped my computer down so hard in my life. I was like, ah! And I just shut my computer. And I was just like, oh my God. And you know, at that, this was early in my college years. So I was very like, no, it really wasn't that early on. Now that I'm thinking about it. Because I was in my apartment. Like, I had an apartment at the time. So I was just like, oh my God. But I was still like slightly not into that kind of thing. So I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, do I tell him that I never want to talk to him? I don't know what just happened. Like, why would he think that was okay? Like, I was so confused. And he texted me like, what happened? Did we get disconnected? No, but you didn't warn me before you, like, I didn't know that you wanted to get on Skype and be naked. Like, I didn't, that's not why I got on Skype.
And be naked.
He was like, I thought you understood that's what we was getting on Skype for. Why would I understand that automatically? That we about to get on Skype and start stripping. That's not what you asked me. You asked me to get on Skype to chat. And I was chatting. And you were not chatting. And so I had to block him. And matter of fact, no, he blocked me first. Like, after I told him that I didn't want to see that, he blocked me on, like, Twitter and everything. And I was like, aw.
Oh, he probably was embarrassed.
He should be.
Showing me
below the belt before I'm still very.
But those guys are like very entitled, as we know. So,
well,
and they like D list, but all guys
don't do them. They A list in my book. I love N1. If anyone from N1 is listening to this, know that I love y'all and I will always love you. Okay,
who from N1 listening to this?
You never know. The professor might be sitting on his computer right now.
As long as Mr. Tabasco.
Not Tabasco.
Doesn't want to rekindle things, we're good to go.
I will never get over N1. I loved N1. Like, that was my life.
All right.
Let's move on to our final segment. Lessons learned. For this segment, I had a little bit of a different idea. You can offer your own lesson if you want. Or you can chime in on this one. So I was thinking, let's talk about some safety. Like, if you have any advice on online dating safety tips. I have a couple.
Okay.
My first few would be, don't give out any of your personal information before you know very much about these people. Like, I know early on, sometimes when you're dating online, people can be manipulative and they ask for money and they'll tell you that they're going to send you things. So giving somebody your address and stuff like that like to mail you something, it's just not a really good idea before you really get to know the person. And I don't mean that in a condescending way as far as online dating, because I do believe that you can really get to know somebody that you are only dating online. Like, maybe y'all haven't met in person yet, but y'all talk a lot or whatever, but make sure that you really know that you can, or you feel confident enough about trusting them to give them personal information. And also, when I say personal information, I mean everything down to, like, I don't be telling people where I live, where I work. I don't tell people my parents' names. I don't tell them, like, my sisters and brothers' names. I don't, if you have kids, don't say nothing about your kids early on. Like, people are really crazy on the internet. So be careful about giving away personal information when you're first meeting people on the internet, whether it be on an online dating site or on, like, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. I also have, when it's time to meet up with the person, make sure that someone knows where you are. I do not care how well you know the person. This is me, a mama bear, Imani, talking. I don't care how well you think you know the person. If you've never met them in person, someone needs to know who you're with and where you're going to be. Even if you're very confident that things are going to go well, like, text your best friend and be like, hey, I'm going to be out with Rodney that I met, you know, the guy that I was talking to online. We're going to go to so-and-so. I'm not a big fan of inviting people to your houses when you first meet them, but, you know, do you. But make sure that you're safe. Make sure somebody knows where you are, who you with, what time to be expected. And, you know, if you have a friend like mine who is very extra, she going to text you to check up on you and say, you know, is everything good? And, you know, we be having code words and stuff. So just make sure that you're being safe about somebody knowing where you are and who you're with. And then finally, if things don't go well between you and the person, even after you have, you know, maybe you find out something about the person that you didn't know before and they just turn out to not be a good person, the block button is a very present help in the time of storm, okay? Block these people. Because, for real, because the internet is just this place of vast information and people can learn how to contact you. I've heard of women saying that they had, like, things dropped off at their house from guys that they used to talk to, and they don't know how they had moved, so they don't even know how this person knew where they lived. So just guys and girls, like, people show up to your job and your house when things don't go well, so just be very cautious. And that's it.
Nice. I guess for me, I think those are really good safety tips. So I won't say I have anything like that. But I guess for me, if I were to try dating just based on, like, our conversation and some of my other friends, I would guess I would say, like, know what you're signing up for. Be open-minded. Don't be like me. Or be honest that it's not for
don't
you.
Don't be like
some
me.
Things aren't for everybody. I don't think online dating is for me. I might actually try out this Beard Game Matters one, though, if Big Country.
I'm going to judge you,
but
I want you to know that
I kind of just want to see more bearded people. Like, there are some really handsome ones. I don't think that women
are. You going to pay 99 cents to look at men with beards when you can walk outside for free?
They ain't cute for free. But, no, it's not about that. I think it's like these women that are posting their pictures. I don't think it's like, it said it was free of charge to become a member. You get all these exclusive.
That must be new. Because I swear really to you, I took a screenshot and everything. When I first got in that group, when somebody added me to their group last week, it said that dating service was 99 cents. Not even a whole dollar. Not 99 cents plus tax. It is a dollar save a penny to get on there and look at
bearded men. You went to
men.
BeardGameSingles.com?
I didn't go to the site. I saw it advertised at the top. And it said $0.99.
Oh, they removed that. I ain't really gonna do that.
Somebody roasted them for charging money to meet bearded men.
But anyways, if you're going to date online, you have to be open. I think you should be safe, though. I think you should be honest. Catfishing is not cool. We get catfished in person, clearly. but online, it's somehow still a thing. So you should definitely do some. I don't think there's anything wrong with Googling. I don't think there's anything wrong with researching their social media, because you have a right to know what you're getting into. Like I said, like, I don't do it to stalk people. I just be trying to understand. And if you got it out there in the open, clearly you don't mind people seeing it. I don't think it's something you should obsess over when you're dating. I know some people get offended about not being posted all the time, blah, blah, blah. But that's a conversation that you just need to have. I don't post the people that I'm involved with on social media unless we are completely exclusive. And even then, I don't necessarily feel it's a need to prove that. I feel like I just rambled for 10 minutes, so I don't even know if I had any advice to give you guys. But I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'm shutting up.
Something that we didn't get to that I think might be cool. If you are interested in some online dating, I found a couple of sites that give you tips and examples on how to make your dating profile like good, like how to simplify it and make it look like something that people would be interested in. So you can look for that on Zoosk.com and simplified-dating.com. And those are ones that will, you know, help you build your online profile so that it's not like, so it's cohesive, it looks good, and it doesn't look all over the place, and you don't look like a serial killer. All right. Well.
Yeah, of this man who keeps posting a video of him in the shower.
No, you're not going to tag me in. You guys, let me end this show because Candace is about to get cursed out, and I don't cuss on the show. And I don't curse. I don't curse in general, Mom. Because I know she's listening. Well, that wraps up our episode of Save the Date podcast. Be sure to leave comments on our SoundCloud and on our Instagram to let us know what you thought about this episode. The show is bi-weekly, so you can catch us here again, not next week, but next week. And to have your story or questions included on the show, just email us at SaveTheDateSOS@gmail.com. And you can follow us on our personal Twitter handles for our constant commentary if you miss us during the weeks when we're not posting a new show. My Twitter handle is Imani, at Imani or wherever. All spelled.
And mine is,
spelled correctly. I-M-A-N-I or whatever.
And mine is Irik Success. But follow Imani because I'm not good with following that stuff like that on social media. But follow our Instagram page for the show, though.
Yeah.
Definitely follow that.
All right, y'all. That's it for me.
Bye.
Bye.